This week we have Amitabh Bachchan, Abhishek Bachchan and a dash of Ash. What more can any Bachchan fan ask for? And for the non-believers in you, you have an intense drama with Sarkar, Chota Sarkar and some more Sarkar. That is, the story is woven well and is told interestingly. This is of course after you have made your peace with the deafening background score and don't know how to stay put camera. The camera is just all over the place. But as you see Sarkar pass on the reins of his Raj to his son, you see a submissive, influential character. And bang, he's put back in a situation where he has to take charge again. What bothered me though is the last half hour feels like a grandfather telling his grandchildren a true and horrific story. None of the characters are shown. You're just supposed to believe granddaddy. True, it is Amitabh Bachchan, so it is not painful at all. But to me, it felt like I missed out on a whole lot of how things actually happened. Obviously, I'm not asking for every minute detail, but some hint as to how Sarkar knows what he knows would have been enlightening. Abhishek Bachchan, well, his expressions were limited, but that is more because of the way his character is defined. There isn't much scope for variation. And Aishwarya has a very superficial role. So very low expectations set by previous experiences by the same filmmaker like Aag might have contributed towards me liking this one more than I would have otherwise. But yet there are huge chunks of the movie, especially towards the end, where I would have liked more people acting out the story instead of just one person sitting me down and reading it to me. Oh well, worse have been made, and yet it's not an entirely dissatisfying experience. Worth one watch for sure. Bye.